Amen. What a week, right? It's not Tuesday anymore. It kind of bled into today, but here we are. And let's pray before we get into the Word of God. God, we thank you so much for your love for us, for your listening ear in our lives. God, help us today to hear your word, to ourselves listen to you. And God, speak good news to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I want to just spend some time in a passage of scripture that's pretty special to me, a passage of scripture that has had meaning for me kind of my whole life as a Christian. So if you have a Bible or if you have it on your phone or if you're at home and you want to flip to it, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 is what we're going to read. So we're going to read this scripture. I just invite you to, if you're not reading along, just close your eyes and listen to this word from God and these words from Jesus. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I don't know if you remember in July 2016 when Pastor Ed and I first came here, our very first sermon together. Do you remember this, Ed? We did a tag team thing, right? It was a little weird. I hope it was cooler for you than it was for, I don't know. Actually, I kind of think, I remember having fun with that, but it was kind of a fun time. But I read this passage of scripture, and I don't know if it had anything to do with what I was talking about that day, but I felt the need on my first Sunday here to talk about this passage of scripture, because this passage is a passage that kind of goes back to my very first time ever reading the Bible myself. I was raised in a church that, our Sunday school program didn't really spend that much time actually reading scripture. And so by the time I got to about the seventh grade, I had never really opened a Bible myself. I was familiar with the stories. They were kind of like fairy tales to me, but I'd never really opened the book and read it. And I had a youth pastor who believed in me. That's probably part of the reason I'm in youth ministry now, is I had a youth pastor who believed in me, and one of my very first Sundays going to youth group, he invited me to lead something at my high school campus, my middle school campus. Sorry, I was in seventh grade. And I was like, sure, because I really respected this guy, and I was excited that he believed in me. And he said, "Why don't you just read a passage from the Bible? Just pick something." And I was embarrassed to say, "What? Where do I start with that?" I'd never really read the Bible. I didn't have a verse or scripture or anything. So I asked somebody else, kind of, you know, searching for, like, somebody help me out here. And somebody said, just read the book of Matthew. Also taking, underestimating how new I was at all this. And so I picked up the book of Matthew and I read the whole thing. In seventh grade, I probably only understood like a quarter of it, but I remember vividly getting to these words from Jesus, where he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And in the midst of that, all the feelings of already being in middle school and feeling weary and burdened from that, and now this new kind of responsibility I was given by my youth pastor, I was pretty weary and burdened and nervous and scared. And to hear those words from Jesus just gave me some comfort. It gave me a sense that I could trust Jesus and I could do this. I could find that kind of rest. And I vividly remember feeling like these were more than words on a page. I remember feeling like Jesus was talking to me. And I would say now that what I was experiencing was an encounter with Jesus. What drew me to this passage then, I think, is what draws me to it still. And that is that Jesus calls those who are weary and burdened, not those who have it all together and are really good at life. We have this twisted idea, I think, that to be a Christian means to basically have it all together. But the best Christians are the ones that never doubt and never struggle and never get sad because they're always happy because they always know for certain that God is there and everything's gonna be okay. That's the best Christians, right? And that's what we feel this pressure sometimes. Do we ever bring that to church, I wonder? We feel this pressure sometimes to come and to put our best foot forward and to make everybody else in the room think that we're that kind of Christian. But most of us aren't. And if you're sitting in this room thinking like, well, I'm probably the only one in here who's ever doubted that God exists or has ever found myself trying to pray but feeling like nobody's listening or feeling like I should be happy but I'm just not, I'm just telling you, we've all been there because Jesus has called these people, weary and burdened people, broken people, to follow him. Not just to follow him, but to come to him, the person, and to receive rest. It gets glossed over sometimes, I think, but every church service usually has some kind of prayer of confession. We don't have it as explicit here in our 9 a.m. service, but we often, in the 10:30, call it that. But there's a prayer of confession built in all around. I mean, Ed's prayer this morning was pretty clear about where things are in the world and what kind of people we are and what kind of struggles we have. The reason we have that in our worship is because being a Christian means bringing that to Jesus. It doesn't mean, being a Christian assumes that we have burdens and that we're a little bit weary sometimes. God assumes that you're broken. Jesus does not say, come to me once you've figured this out, or kind of once you're not doubting that thing, or once you're sure that God exists, come to me. He says, no, come to me now, just as you are. Weary and burdened, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. Have you ever struggled? Have you? You can kind of nod if you. Yeah, I think we have. I don't know what's bearing on you today. I want to make sure you know today that I've struggled. That I have my own history of crises of faith. And that is not something any pastor is immune to. Are you immune to that, Ed? Have you? He's not immune to that. We have all struggled with our concerns, our doubts, apprehensions. Kim mentioned in her prayer this morning that some of us are feeling apprehensive now about the future and the way things are going and what's going to happen in January. Whatever is burdening you, it is not assumed in this space that everything's fine. It's not assumed in this place that you're supposed to just be happy. You are invited to come to Jesus. Because with all the worries, with whatever is going on in the world, that is the only place. Jesus is the only person who can actually give us rest and the kind of healing that we actually need. Throughout my life, no matter how hard it seems sometimes, and no matter how my faith has been challenged, no matter how drawn back I am, and no matter how difficult it gets, I am drawn back over and over and over again, not to some intellectual knowledge that, sure, I can scientifically prove that God exists or something, but to the person of Jesus Christ. I'm constantly drawn. I cannot get away from the memories, those experiences where whatever that was, it couldn't have just been me. God was there. And I want you to think about those times in your life, to seek out those memories of your life. Don't try to just figure it out. Don't try to make sure you've got all your ducks in a row. Just remember the times in your life when you were the most broken and Jesus showed up. And that is what's going to carry you through. Come to Jesus. Jesus does not say, accept some religious proposal. He says, come to me. Come to me. Again, I don't know what you're feeling now. And I don't know what you're going through. I know we're all going through a lot with this whole pandemic, right? Whatever's burdening you, Jesus has open arms. And I want to invite you today to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Because he says to you today, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your steadfast love for us. We thank you that no matter the ups and downs of our life, the uncertainties about the future, you're there. And as difficult as it may be sometimes, we know that your presence brings life. God, help us this week to become people who are aware of your presence, even in the midst of our brokenness, and who seek out your love, who seek to reflect your love and not try to do this on our own. God, we celebrate the good things that have happened in our lives, the good that sometimes we miss. God, help us to celebrate those things. Help us to permit ourselves to joy. But God, help us to remember that we are in this together and that you're here for us. God, we love you and thank you. In the strong name of our crucified, risen, and reigning Lord Jesus, amen.